The bilateral security agreement allows about 12,000 U.S. and NATO military personnel to continue training Afghan security forces. Al-Qaeda militants will also be targeted. The deal was signed just a day after new Afghan President Ashraf Ghani was sworn in.
As an independent country and understanding of our national interest, we sign this agreement for stability, goodwill, and prosperity of our people.
But in the days following the pact, Taliban suicide bombers attacked Afghan army buses in Kabul, underscoring the fragile security. Analyst Andrew Wilder.
The security situation is bad and deteriorating. And I think now getting this new government and political stability is really important so that attention can now focus now on improving the security situation.
Analysts say the surge of Islamic State extremists in Syria and Iraq has the attention of Afghans. They remember the 2003 U.S.-led invasion of Iraq that drew attention away from the conflict in Afghanistan. In recent months, Taliban fighters have made significant gains in Afghanistan. The resurgence has raised questions about Afghan security forces and their ability to fight the insurgency as they suffer increasing casualties. And on the streets of Kabul, war-weary Afghans appear pleased foreign troops will stay.
With the issues that Afghanistan is dealing with and the problems that people are facing from the economy, security, signing of this agreement between Afghanistan and America is a need.
Much of Afghanistan's future will depend on relations with its neighbors, especially Pakistan. Janan Mosazai is the Afghan ambassador to Pakistan.
The new government's focus in Afghanistan will certainly be on enhancing and strengthening efforts to tackle and to defeat terrorists much more effectively.
Another daunting problem facing the new government is the economy, which analysts say is in serious trouble. U.S. officials say despite massive foreign investment, corruption and the narcotics trade are flourishing. Again, Andrew Wilder.
What's really going to delegitimize this government, I think, even more so than a flawed election process, will be if it can't pay salaries, can't provide social services, and the economy collapses.
President Ghani has called on the Taliban to join peace talks, but he said the invitation should not be viewed as a sign of weakness. Western nations are committed to help finance Afghan security forces through 2017. Meredith Buell, VOA News, Washington.